What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to the Possibilitarian Podcast. Today, we have a very special guest. And honestly, I think you were like the only one available. I tried getting Denzel Washington, but they sent me a restraining order instead. Something about stop calling here. Quit throwing your underwear at him. Bunch of cock blockers. So let me introduce this heavyweight champion, undefeated at cockfighting, lyricist extraordinaire, red crayon lover, the one and only, the marine rapper.
Yeah!
Also known as TMR.
Yo, what's up, y'all? What's up, y'all? It's the marine rapper. How y'all doing?
So, I kind of went through my entire list, and that's the only reason why you're here, so.
Okay. Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. Thank you for considering me, at least at the bottom of your list, so we can make some type of progress. But I thank you that, you know, you invited somebody on your list. Because, you know, I look at it like this. Some people might not have even been on the list, and at least I got on the list.
You know what? That's a very good way of looking at it. Yeah.
That's how I look at it.
Way to turn that around.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I know that you've been doing a lot of podcast interviews lately, right?
Yeah. I've been doing lots of podcasts. And we actually are going to kick off a Ninja Punch music podcast with my label.
Get out of here.
Okay, I'll leave.
No, actually, you got to stay for like the whole interview.
Oh, man. It's only 20 minutes though, right?
Only.
All right, cool.
10 max. You know, I was actually pretty hesitant to bring you back on to one of my podcasts because I remember the first time that we did a podcast together, we legit just talked about rotisserie chicken for like 20 minutes and we flirted the entire time, and I think it made my listeners a little bit
jelly.
Well, no.
Uncomfortable?
I think they just felt uncomfortable.
But chicken is delicious, and then you add rotisserie to it.
Yeah, but this is a much more professional podcast.
Yeah, oh yeah, of course.
Of course. We don't do that here.
We don't do that here, no.
TMR with the buns, I bring the guns. What's up?
What? Huh?
I don't know, I'm auditioning.
TMR with the tongue, you bring the guns, maybe. The tongue, because I got the tongue.
Okay, well, I was auditioning, actually, for your upcoming album.
We'll see. What album? We don't have an album on the way at all.
Oh.
not multiple either.
We'll edit that in post.
Edit it in post.
So, it's Black History Month, and...
Is that why I'm here?
It has absolutely nothing to do with
the fact that
you're black.
Okay, cool.
You're on my podcast.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Because you didn't ask me January, and you had no plans of March, April, May. So I'm just wondering if...
Because I have way more important... No, I'm just kidding.
Wow.
Oh, JK. Just kidding.
Okay.
So there's a lot of documentaries going on right now, and then there's one that I'm currently watching. I don't know if you've seen it, but the one with Who Killed Malcolm X.
Why are you asking me this?
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it. I seen that one. It's very interesting. There's just like a conspiracy about how... Well, I shouldn't talk about it, right? Because people want to watch it.
Well, we can give them like just like a gist.
It's just conspiracy theories about Malcolm X because he was just one of those polarizing characters that talked about equality in a very aggressive manner. Like if you, you know, looked behind the message and read between the lines of what he was saying. He was talking about equality, but in a different way. He was like, yo, if you expecting black folks to do this, you need to expect white folks to do this. That's what he was always saying. He was speaking equality. He was just a little bit more aggressive.
Mm.
While MLK was like, you know, I have a dream that we're all holding hands together.
Malcolm X was like, give me your hand.
Malcolm X was like, if you want me to hold your hand, you need to hold my hand, white person. Like, that's what he was saying. Yeah. That's what Malcolm X was saying. So it was just a different approach than Martin Luther. So it was very polarizing, and people didn't think he would, you know, they thought he was a threat. So people wanted to take him out at that time.
So
Speaking of that, I have two theories.
Right? Okay.
Let me run this first theory by you.
Run it by me. Might have to jog it a little bit because...
I think...
What do you think? Oh, you think?
Yes.
Okay.
It's part of, you know...
It's right the brain.
It's part of the brain process.
Part of the brain.
I think that Elijah Muhammad did it.
Wow.
It's beyond me.
I don't know if you guys watch Haha Davis, but he's hilarious, so... You guys need to check him out. He's funny. But back to the matter at hand. Elijah Muhammad, the leader of the NOI, which is Nation of Islam. Yep. You feel that Elijah Muhammad did it?
I mean, think about it. He was the religious leader, and he had, like, let's say if this was, like, Instagram back in the day.
Yeah.
He had, like, maybe 10 followers. And then when Malcolm X started, you know, leading at the NOI and, like, speaking on it, Elijah Muhammad went from having like 10 followers to having like over, you know, a million followers over the course of time. And it was because of Malcolm X.
100%.
So.
Because he was just, it's either you have it or you don't. And Malcolm X was just one of those people that had it. You know what I mean? He had that like, that kind of fearless leadership, that nature, that voice that was so polarizing to people who were on the opposite side. So it made you feel some type of way. It really made you feel some type of way. And people sometimes get jealous, but you know, the thing is that, and this, I want to say this, is kind of like involves Malcolm X, but it involves everybody. And since it's Black History Month, I need to talk to Black people too. Hey, Black people, don't be jealous of each other. Because it's like, yo, why can't, you know, all Black people win? And then outside of that, why can't all Mexicans win? Why can't all Latinos win? Why can't all white people win? Stuff like that. Like, we're thinking in a way to where it's like only one person can win. Like me, you know, being from a military background, but I do music. It got to a point where some people were like, oh, you know, I'm this, I'm that, you know. And I was in the military and I rap, so, you know, I'm the best or whatever. It's like, yo, guys, we need to come together and like build something great.
Yeah, like, we can all eat, man.
We can all eat. It's a buffet. Like, why are we tripping on that? Mm. But unfortunately, like how you said, you know, there was Elijah Muhammad. There's a lot of other people in the NOI that may have felt otherwise, that we couldn't all eat. That there's only one of those, you know, those one of those big old turkey legs that you get at the fair or Renaissance fair dressed up as like...
Kingsman. Yeah, what's up? Yeah.
Yeah, that type of thing.
Those things are huge.
And delicious.
Oh, yeah. Damn, you just made me hungry. Here we go again, talking. Not rotisserie chicken this time, but now a fucking turkey leg.
Okay, let's flip it back around. Anyways, as you were saying, who killed Malcolm X? That documentary, you were really kind of like wondering about who actually killed him.
Yo, I honestly feel like that's one theory. My next theory is, and I know it's gonna be like very unpopular opinion.
Yeah.
One of his side bitches did it.
Wow. One of his sides. You know, because you got the turkey leg, but then you got the side. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It happens, though. Like, you saw Malcolm X. He was, you know what I mean?
He was pretty cute.
Hey.
You see that man?
Mm. Yeah. I mean, he was in a suit. Mm. You know what I mean? He was a leader. He was a strong voice. He was fearless.
Yeah.
Women probably wanted him.
Panties already wet. So let's talk this through real quick.
Let's talk it. Let's talk the talk.
If you had a side bitch.
If I had a side,
what would she look like?
If I had a side, if I had a side on top of my main. Mm. So the main is that, you know, the thick. They hold you down. You know, that thick one, that piece of turkey leg. But then the side, that's like a potato salad or
the corn.
Or the corn.
Poop her out later.
You know what I mean? But at first, you know, you want to get a bite of that corn. You know, it's because it's on that cob. You know what I mean? You want to get a bite of that corn. So it looks good at first, you know. So and then you realize it's that mane that be holding you down, that be, you know, doing what it need to be doing. So the side would be something that's not going to be too out there. It would be something inconspicuous. So it could have been somebody who wasn't exactly, you know, the best looking, maybe. They might have had a meal for you. Oh, you know what I mean?
One thing for sure is that if you know, like, obviously if you did have, like, you know, your side bitch, she would be, for any reason, she wouldn't be able to be on any of your social media.
No.
At all. Because you don't, like, you don't marry your side bitches. Like, you don't even bring them out in public.
No.
You just maybe occasionally send them a Chili's gift card.
Yeah.
And have
but
them,
how much, though? Like,
I don't know, like $10.
She can't even get a drink? She has to order water?
I mean, come on.
Can she get something? Can she get a $3 lemonade?
She can get an appetizer.
An app.
That's it.
Oh, so she has to be forced to get an app. Because if you get the app, that's like $7, $8, right? You said $10? So that's it.
Yo, but these side chicks, like, they really have no sense. Because, like, honestly, though, but, like, if you cheat on someone, you kind of have to just, like, live with that guilt, you know? Agree or no? You got to take that to the grave, because don't be putting your guilt on me, because now we both know, and now both our feelings hurt. Well, actually, your feelings wouldn't be hurt. It'd be my feelings.
Yeah.
Like, why are you hurting my feelings?
Yeah.
You know? So, unless you're, like, looking for it.
Yeah. But okay. I think that, it doesn't have to be Chili's. It could be Five Guys, you know, with fries, and you can get them
With lemon pepper?
A lemon pepper.
Yo, them lemon pepper freaking fries. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Those are delicious.
So I hear you like to put lemon pepper seasoning on your Five Guys fries.
Yeah.
Or anything, really.
I don't know how you can have any side chicks, honestly, with that hair right now.
Yeah.
I mean, was your barber having, like, a really bad day?
Wow. He fell asleep on both sides.
I mean, if you shave your balls the way that your barber shaved your hair, I don't know what would happen.
Wow. Anyways, let's get back to the topic.
I mean, you do that Manscaped thing, right? You got that
3.0? Hey, shout out to Manscaped. They hooked me up with that 3.0. And if you want to get that 20% off, all you have to do is type in code RAPPER20. That was my plug.
Yeah. You're welcome for that. Now you have the kind of balls that you can put in someone's mouth with no nicks or cuts. Oh, man. So you've been having a pretty good year. I mean, I know it's only February, but you know what I mean, right? You just did Burbiz.
I did Burbiz, yeah. So Burbiz is a nonprofit event platform, and, you know, a lot of the military and veteran influence, they come out and they collaborate and they network and they meet and they try to figure out ways to keep the camaraderie high in the veteran community, as well as kind of just, like, show the civilian populace what we're all up to. So basically they had one of these events in Las Vegas, and the event that I had in Las Vegas, I brought out my Ninja Punch artist, and we totally smashed it. I brought out Zao, who's from Las Vegas. I brought out BYG, who is a crazy rapper. He's dope. I brought out Terry Josiah, who is a singer-songwriter, producer, executive producer. He does a lot of freestyle type of improvisational music. And then, you know, I was there as well, and I did a little bit of, you know, rock rap type of stuff. And I hosted a rap battle, too, between two influencers, which was cool, too.
Mm.
Cool vibes.
Yep. You guys got invited to go do that again, though, right?
And we got invited to do this again in April. So if you're not signed up, go to the Burbiz events page on Instagram and make sure you guys register for that event. It's totally free. I'm going to bring my music guys and gals. I'm actually going to have, you know, guys and gals there that are doing music. So it's going to be cool. Cool thing.
That's what's up.
Cool beans.
I fully support it and admire your hustle, for reals.
Well, thank you.
I mean, if you could stick with me, join a cult, I think I could for sure have you on my show and show some love to you. But you got to get on that groupie level, though. So you have your supporters, and then you have your supporters.
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 That be going in.
Yeah. So a fellow podcaster whose show is Extraordinary Thoughts for the Ordinary Mind. He shared a quote recently that talked about they won't support you until they support you.
Hey.
And it was the...
Who's they?
Exactly. It's they. And it was honestly like the realest thing I had read in a while because, you know, I think at the time I was going through my leadership training.
Yeah.
And I was asking people for money to, I was trying to raise $1,000 towards my graduation requirement, and it was to be planting trees in California.
Graduation for what?
For the leadership program that I was in. Because, you know, you remember when I was in a cult?
They say it's a cult. They say it's a cult. I mean.
Oh, man. I love that. I love when people are like, weren't you in a cult? And I'm like. No, I was not.
They need to get over that.
I do. Honestly, like, that leadership training was probably, like, one of, like, the best things that's, like, ever happened to me. And, like, I mean, you experienced it a little bit with me. but, yeah, no, so, like, I actually, like, reached out to some friends and family who I thought would really support me.
Friends and family, so they should have had your back, right?
Exactly. And, like, they legit left me on red. Like, didn't even...
Left you on red, like the crayon. Sheesh.
And, like, I thought for sure that they had my back. And I was just kind of like, damn, like, you read this.
Savage.
And you didn't even respond. Like, not even with, like, I don't have a dollar or...
Not even with the middle finger.
Yeah, not even, like, go fuck yourself. Yeah. Like, no. Like, legit just left me on red, didn't even, like, freaking help me out. And it's, like, for me, it was honestly kind of, like, I expected it.
Yeah.
Because no matter what I've done, it's legit my, like, they followers,
they're
right?
They
followers. They. Uh-huh. The they, because... You know, like, I have people that have never even met me.
Sheesh.
And are following me and, like, freaking hardcore supporting me.
Supporting you financially, physically, exactly. Emotionally, all that. You never know. You never know. It doesn't matter if it's your family or your friends. Sometimes your family and friends don't really support you as much. It's just a weird thing.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy, though? Because it's just like, and then they're not going to support you until literally you make it.
Then they support you because they like, hey, I support you because you got money and now you could support
me.
They're
like, hey, I wiped your butt, remember? You remember that one time I babysat for you and I wiped your butt?
Wow.
And be like, damn, like, gotta say all that, but all right. No, thank you. Mm. I'd be chilling in my mansion. Like, get out of here. But when situations like that happen, it legit all goes back to vision and, like, your big why. Right? Because if you're doing this for everybody else and you're doing this and you're getting your feelings hurt because they're not supporting you, then your vision is literally not big enough. 100%. Go back to the drawing board. Come back when your vision fucking motivates you and drives you every single day.
And motivates them so much that they feel like they have no other choice but to support you.
Exactly. It's like, I think what Lady Gaga had said, where she was like, she was dating this guy or whatever, and she like flat out told him, like, you're not going to be able to go even order a sandwich at a deli without hearing my freaking songs. So that's the kind of level I kind of want to be on.
And it's true, though. You can't really not hear Lady Gaga.
Yo, she's everywhere.
And the thing is like, people don't understand, too, like, even though you might not hear an artist, you are still hearing that artist because that main artist also writes for other artists.
Mm-hmm.
So you're literally hearing everything that they're making, especially those bigger artists. So, yeah, it's true. Lady Gaga was right. A star was born and then put inside of a deli.
So, like, for you, like, what drives you? Primarily.
Ubers drive me. what drives me? Failure drives me. My beginnings drives me. The fact that I know I'm a legend. It's like, it's not even really like a thing that like, I know I need to, like, I have to figure out where I need to be. It's like, I know the crown and I know the robe that I'm already supposed to be wearing. And it's just, I need to go and fit that. I need to go get fitted for it. It's like, I already know. I'm already a legend. I'm already a king. I'm already great. So why would I do anything that's not great and like a king? Sometimes I have time, you know, and I'll mess with the trolls a little bit outside the castle because I'm funny. I'm funny like that. I might throw a couple of bread crumbs to these trolls.
Here you go, peasants.
Here you go, peasants. But no, for real. Like, I mean, I know I'm, you know, I look like a rooster, but I'm not that cocky.
Did you just make a post the other day about what's your spirit animal?
My spirit animal is the rooster because I'm always on top of that house. You feel me?
No. Okay.
Oh my! No, I'm totally going there.
Let me pitch you this idea for a song real quick. You ready? On top of the bus. Bam.
Okay, let me give you guys some context. So, you know, Anna is very close to me, very near and dear to my heart, and
I'm great like friend. Like your sounding board.
And so I was like, "Hey, I'm gonna make a song called 'On Top of the Bus,'" and she was just like, "Nah."
Nah, but it was like the way that you presented this song idea to me. It was like Rosa Parks sitting on the bus, but I'm on top of the bus. Like, all right, it's catchy, but now I just kind of like to give them shit about it because anytime he has any song ideas, like, he literally has me listen to everything. So the latest song idea that you had that you had me listen to.
Don't tell him.
I'm gonna tell him. I'll do it right now. Yo, that shit was fire. I was like, within the first few seconds of listening to it, my freaking face, I didn't even know I had that much teeth. I was like,
because I thought you were joking.
I was like, I'll go on a run right now.
I don't know if you guys know, but kind of my thing is like hype music. So she listened to that latest song and I think it rivals my last song, Star Spangled Banger. I think people are going to be...
Yeah.
I think people are going to like this.
They're going to love it.
I think so.
I was just like, oh my gosh. And like, I don't necessarily listen to like rap, but I would listen to this.
Yeah. Because people... I mean, I rap and I do a lot of lyrical stuff, but I also do like a lot of like... hype gym music. That's what I would call it. That's the only thing like really hype. I just call it like hype music because it's like, it'll hype you up for like shooting or hype you up for the gym or hype you up for a run or something. Right?
You said for shooting.
Yeah, shooting.
Wow.
That's Marvin the Martian shooting, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, okay. So, I love your music, and I love that you're able to incorporate a lot of, like, military culture in it. You speak a lot of real things that happen, not just during war, but, like, about your experience here.
That real shit.
And, like, people calling you, like, Uncle Tom and, like, yeah. Stuff like that. Like,
unfortunately.
Can you, like, speak on that, or, like...
Yeah, it's weird. It's, like, because I love America... and I'm black, people call me an Uncle Tom. And see, the thing is, it's the weirdest thing. So people even got the whole Uncle Tom misconstrued because Uncle Tom, the history of Uncle Tom was also perverted to the point where he actually wasn't a sellout. Like, that wasn't what happened, but they twisted the story, but it got too late because the story that people knew of Uncle Tom, it already got stereotyped. So... when you call somebody Uncle Tom, it's kind of like saying a black man is a sellout. It's just the weirdest situation. But look, I only know how to be myself. Like, for real, only know how to be myself. And I love my black people. I love to support my black people. I also love America. And I love other fellow Americans. I love my black skin that I'm in. But, like, literally, people, we need to get over this, man. It's like... especially in Black History Month, man. It's whack. I would tell you what happened, but I don't give nobody shine. No trolls, no shine. I gave him a little breadcrumb today, but other than that, that's it. I ain't gonna tell him. Yeah, that's all you get, peasant. But I'm not going to give nobody with no private accounts no shine on your podcast. But bottom line is, it's like, I just keep it moving, you know? I keep wearing my leather American flag jacket and just keep it moving, you know?
I got to experience that firsthand, actually. Like,
okay, well, what had happened was...
When you first got your jacket back, because you have been wearing it for a while, but when you got your jacket back, legit, we couldn't go anywhere without someone at least acknowledging it. They were like, look, man, I just gotta say this, but that's a really nice jacket. And it is. It's a really nice jacket. And, like, you don't really see a lot of people, like, repping friggin' America every day like that. So, like, what is, like, your lyric? Or is, like...
It's that represent USA every day, not just Independence Veterans Day.
Exactly.
And I really believe that. I really feel like, why isn't everybody as happy as they were on September 12th? Remember September 12th, the next day after September 11th?
Uh-huh. Were they
still? How patriotic was everybody in this whole country? I swear you couldn't even go to bathroom without going into a public bathroom. You'd open the door, you'd go into a public bathroom, there'd be a flag on the toilet. That's how patriotic this country was. The point that I'm making is this, is like, that we are just so patriotic, September 12th. What's the issue? What's the problem with loving America? Why can't you love America still? Mm. Why can't you support the president?
Mm.
You know? I'm just saying, because it's freedom. It's what you can do or you can't do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But why can't it be my freedom as a black man to support the president?
So you got, like, that stereotype that, like, if you support him, then you're a sellout, right? You're a Uncle Tom.
But I want my president to be successful for this country. I don't want him to go down. While he's in, I don't want him to go down at all.
Exactly. Like, if you're in charge, like, pray for your leadership.
Exactly.
Literally. Like, if that's the person that's there. And,
yeah, he's there.
Like, just pray for him. Just pray for the man.
Pray for him, support. And look, and another thing, too, like, no one's perfect in this world, right? Mm. And then on top of that, let me ask you guys out there who's listening right now, if you actually had a job where you loved your boss, and that boss got things done. So don't get it twisted, because I've had bosses, and I've actually been, you know, that type of boss where I was cool. I was the cool boss. But did I actually get as much done as that jerk boss? I didn't.
Probably not, because you're worried about people liking you.
Yeah, you're worried about people liking you and trying to appease everybody. And when you try to appease everybody, everything ends up being vanilla instead of letting that machine work how it's supposed to work. You know, for example, we have the president today. You may not want to hang out with him. You may not even want to know him. You don't want to, like, kumbaya with him at all. But it's like, okay, what is he doing for the country? What is he doing to protect our borders? What is he doing to talk to other nations and have communications with them? What is he doing to bolster our economy? Is he doing those things? And then you go, do I like him? I don't care. I don't need to like him. Like, is he stopping me from making money and putting food in my baby's stomach? If he's not stopping me from doing none of that, I want him to win. I don't want him to lose. As long as America as a whole is doing good, then we're good. People should not be worrying about, you know, oh, who's Uncle Tom, or who's this, or who's that, or he said this, or that got on my nerves. Like, people are too emotional with it. People need to realize that there are bigger things in the world. Like, is the president, is he taking care of the things that he needs to take care of? Your feelings is low on that totem pole. Sorry. It just is. Mm-hmm. And that's how I feel about it. And when I say your feelings, that means my feelings, whoever's feelings. As long as nobody's getting hurt, nobody's getting done wrong as an American, then we good. That's the way I look at it. So I can care less if somebody calls me Uncle Tom or whatever it is. Like, I love America, and I'm proud of my Marine Corps service, and you know, nobody's perfect, neither am I. Nobody, nobody else on this earth is. So let's try to come together and come up with solutions instead of just pointing the finger and passing blame.
I love that. You got, like, your problem identifiers, your problem makers, and then you got your, like, problem solvers, right?
Problem solvers. Where are those at? That's what we need to worry about.
Mm.
If you don't like something, even if it's, you know, a policy by the president, go ahead and change it. Run for office. Run for Congress. Run for the Senate. Do something. Don't just stand there and complain and share a story on Facebook. Duh.
But that's how people do their movements nowadays. They just share, but they don't actually go out there and do something about it. They're like, you know what? I don't like this. Let me just share this on Facebook real quick.
And then what? You just get mad at people. If you're not doing anything, sit down. If you just want to be a follower, sit down. If not, if you actually are for the change that you say you are for, go ahead and go do something. Stop criticizing people and go make the change.
That's primarily like what the Possibilitarian Podcast is all about, is like, you know, being that change in the world and being able to create another me. So like if you create, like if I have like this mindset, right, where it's like, oh, like I want the world to be a better place, and how can I make the world a better place? Well, let me recreate myself. Let me recreate my mindset. So it's like, if I even have like just one other person that can hear this and can be like, damn, like I want the world to be a better place. Like, how can I do that? Like, well, shit, let me watch what I say. Let me watch what I do. Yep. Let me watch how I treat other people around me.
Yep.
And let me recreate this. Then you're creating yourself over and over and over. And you're multiplying yourself by being able to talk to someone, you know, and inspiring that in them, for them to like want to go inspire that in into their communities. So for me, it's not just about, you know, having this podcast. It's about like, how can I recreate myself in so many different ways? And how can I reach as many people as I can, mm-hmm. where they can listen to this and they can be like, you know what? Like, I am possible. Like, I can be free from the judgment. I can be free from my mask. I can be free from everything that's been holding me back, because I get to say how my life gets to be.
Yep.
And if you take ownership and you take that responsibility that, like, this is my life and I can create what I want to create, then it's limitless for you.
Like that pill. Remember that movie?
If they actually had one of those.
Bradley Cooper. Man, I would get so much stuff done. Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Man.
I would get so much done.
Yeah. Like another podcast. I think this is going so well. We need to make our own, like. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. This was fun.
This was fun. This was great.
I love it.
I love it.
Was that it? That's all you had to talk to me about? We talked about some stuff.
Yeah, we did.
We did some things.
Let's do a little recap real quick.
So we talked about what? My hairline that's receding. Got it. Retreat. And then what else did we talk about? We talked about Malcolm X.
Yes.
That was good.
He's sexy.
Okay. And, you know, Denzel Washington played him in a movie, right?
Oh, he's even perfect. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Why?
Because I tried getting him on the show.
Denzel Washington. Yeah. Yeah. And, but you got me.
And I got you instead.
But at least I was on the list, right?
Yeah. At least you made the list.
Exactly. I made the cuts. And what else did we talk about? We talked about my songs that suck, right?
Yeah, the On Top of the Bus.
On Top of the Bus. But then we also talked about my song that... That you were.
It's gonna kill it.
Woo!
Woo!
TMR!
Oh my gosh. Woo! When you do that, I literally, like, the window is literally open.
Yeah.
And then so, like, I walked up, and as I was walking up, I heard you go, TMR! My neighbor was outside smoking.
Yeah.
And he, like, looks up at my window.
What?
And I can almost guarantee you that he does that maybe 20 times a day, where you're, like, probably in here yelling, TMR! And he probably thinks that there's, like, some rando living up in the fourth floor of our apartment.
He was like, who's saying, yeah, you know. It's because it would be one thing if I was just rapping. I was like, oh, okay, somebody's rapping. But if you don't understand the recording process, you don't understand it's done in layers. So he just hears the, what? Yeah. Woo! Hey. What? Yeah. TMR! Yeah. What? Yeah.
Yeah,
so it's just a hilarious thing. But yeah, we had fun.
I love it.
Yeah, let's do this again.
Yeah, we should. I will put you like on the second line on my list.
Wow, you're gonna move me up to second. Who's first?
You up?
Whoa. Hold on. Let's slow this down. Who's first?
If I told you, I'd have to kill you.
Oh, we talked about side chicks, so I guess I'm a side dude.
Oh.
Woo! Number second. I'm a side dude. what had happened was. Yeah, so I'm a side dude. And we talked about side chicks, too. So, you know, we had the, you know, we talked about that. So, yeah, that sounds fun.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys next time on the Possibilitarian Podcast.
Believe in yourself. Trust yourself. Take responsibility. You have everything you need within you. I will see you all next week. Make sure to subscribe and follow me on Instagram. I am Anna Valencia, and this is the Possibilitarian Podcast. All of my team is tough, and the mom of us. To get a mock speed bump, to be the son of gun. And I'm sick of you telling me when I'm knowing we done. And it's a minute to get an even.